And welcome back to Ravens Report. Time for Game Plan Offense with Coach Caldwell. The names may change. No Mayo and Wolfork. It's Collins and Villano. Does the defense change this week? Did you see the Patriots?
Well, from week to week, they do a great job of kind of tailoring their defense according to who they're playing, what they're trying to take away from you, what things they're trying to do in order to free a certain guy up to add a little pressure here or there. So it does change, and they morph a little bit, but they still play tough, they play hard-nosed, and they run to the ball, and they're very disciplined.
Traditionally, we talk about them being an inside-out kind of a defense. Now they seem to be more of an outside-in, at least when you look at where the pressures come from. That young defensive end, Chandler Jones, has been outstanding.
Yeah, he certainly has. I mean, he's done a tremendous job of applying pressure. He's got 11.5 sacks now, so he certainly has been able to get up the field, and he does it from a variety of spots, obviously, like you had mentioned before.
All right, let's look at seeing him come from different locations and different angles.
Yeah, you know, there's times when they'll line him up, in particular on the inside, and give him an opportunity to work on a particular defender, or excuse me, offensive player as an inside defender. So he's working on a tackle that may be able to slide into a guard, depending upon how they protect it. And so he has an opportunity to kind of work his outside shoulder. You can see here, he's got a variety of different moves. He adds, not only does he rip through underneath, but he also gives him a little stutter step here up the field, back inside to get the offensive player set. And then obviously applies pressure to the quarterback.
Then in the red zone, he sees Peyton coming from the other side of the field.
Yeah, so yeah, they move him around a little bit, and it depends upon who they want to try to match him up with. So oftentimes teams, what they'll do from a protection standpoint is sort of game plan against their best rusher, maybe slide the entire protection in his direction. But they don't allow you to do so because of the fact that they're going to put him in a number of different locations. And here, once again, he gets on the edge, is able to push it back with some power. So now he just uses straight speed and power here and converts his speed to power and really collapse the pocket to get in on the quarterback.
And whether he's standing up or hand in the dirt, whether he's widened out, he seems to have good technique as you see the third time through.
Yeah, he sure does. And, you know, he can give you a variety of things. You've seen two moves that have created sack opportunities for him. And here now he's working to the inside and apply some pressure now once he gives an outside move to get the offensive tackle really to set up field, and he rips back underneath inside.
One of the traditional logics with Belichick is he'll take something away from you. He might put three guys on a tight end if he wants to take that away. Does that hold up on film, or is that just more kind of the media stuff that we talk about?
No, they definitely do that. I mean, they try to disrupt you as much as they possibly can. They try to disrupt your timing. Oftentimes, they'll line an outside linebacker up outside over one of your inside receivers and bang him before he actually continues on to the quarterback. And it does two things: disrupt timing, and also maybe if you're not paying attention, particularly as a tackle, that setting and not realize that he's coming late, they could create some problems for you as well. So they try to make you play left-handed, taking your best maybe guys away from you.
Great job, Coach Caldwell. Short week, big challenge at M&T Bank Stadium. Jerry Sandusky.
Thank you, Larry. We won't have to wait for the first big hit on Sunday to feel the first wave of emotion. When we come back, we'll show you why the start of Sunday's game will mean the end of a deeply important Ravens tradition. When Ravens Report continues right after this.